I've got in my toolbox an instruction manual for shelves. Now this is really useful because it helps teach us how to put up the shelves, doesn't it? If we've ordered in all the parts, we need to be taught how to put it together. So we've got an instruction manual for shelves. You can hold that for us, Thomas. No, don't look inside of it. The next tool I have in my toolbox are some pliers. Now, pliers are really useful, especially if we don't use our instruction manual, because they help us yank out crooked nails. So when we make a mistake or if we misunderstand our instructions, pliers are useful for correcting our mistakes. Cool. The next tool in the toolbox is this, spirit level. One of you said spirit level. Spirit level is useful. So I'm putting my shelves up. I might put them up a bit wonky. That wouldn't be very good. The shelf wouldn't do its job. So as we're building it, the spirit level helps us put it up straight. Helps us to correct us when we start to get things wrong. You can hold that, Alfred. Amazing. And the last thing in my toolbox for our builders is this. A plane. Some of you might use sandpaper. This is useful for smoothing out rough edges and making the wood presentable. It's preparing the wood for its new home on the wall as a shelf. Cool. Yeah, you have the sharpest one. Cool, so you guys look well equipped for the job. You're our builders. But our question today is, who are we going to listen to? We've got our builders here, and you guys look well equipped. But what if we didn't want to listen to our builders? What if we wanted to use some other tools to build the shelves? You guys can sit down now. I'll take these off you. No. Nathan. I have the pliers, please. Please.
No.
Thank you. So I got my friend Bob. I was like, Bob, I'm going to put up some shelves. Can you put me together a toolbox? And he put together for me a feel-good, easy-to-carry toolbox. It's much lighter than your ordinary toolbox. It's a nicer color, too, in my opinion. And in this toolbox, we have a Bob the Builder DVD. Instead of an instruction manual. Now, Bob the Builder DVD, it might be fun to watch, mightn't it? Might be fun to watch. You might even learn a thing or two about being a builder. But when it comes to actually putting up our shelves, it's not going to be that useful. What else have we got in here? What if instead of some pliers, we had a banana? It's kind of the same size as some pliers. It fits in my hand. When it comes to, like, pulling out nails, things get a bit messy. It's a bit squishy, and it might not do the job. So if we don't use tools that are powerful enough for the job, it's not going to go very well, is it? The last thing I've got in my feel-good, easy-to-carry toolbox from Bob is this, a letter from Bob's mum. I'm going to read it to you. Dearest Bob, you are so special. You can make anything if you believe in yourself. Lots of love from Mummy. And there's a big kiss at the end. That's really nice, isn't it? It's nice to get support from my parents. Nice to be told that you can do anything. But when it comes to actually putting up the shelves, it's not that useful. It might motivate us for a little bit. Can we fix it? Yes, we can. But if it goes wrong, well, the motivation goes away. And the shelves, they're not any closer to being built with that toolbox, are they? So thinking about who we listen to, because who we listen to helps equip us for the job at hand. If we could go back to the first slide, that would be really useful. Later, Ian's going to come and talk to us about Timothy. Now, Timothy chose to listen to God. Timothy had faith in Jesus. He wanted to go and tell people the good news about Jesus. And we're going to hear a little bit about that later. But God gave Timothy, as we see here, his own toolbox, if you like. The Bible. We have the Bible. We have God's words. And God's words are breathed out by God. They're useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training us in righteousness. They're a toolbox of our own. And unlike this toolbox, even the useful toolbox, which didn't have a hammer in it for putting up shelves, God's toolbox has everything we need to help equip us to living for Jesus.